Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, yesterday your team came out against the Minnesota Gophers with a lot of jump. Although this late in the season, it's going to come down to two teams here in the WCHA championship, and obviously a team that you guys have battled hard all season long, one goal games. What do you expect to see today?
Well, first, we're playing a great hockey team. You know, they've been top three, four ranked in the country all year long. You know, they've got great individual players again, a lot of all-league players, you know, an outstanding coach that's had a lot of success. I mean, this is a team that's you know, not only won WCHA playoffs, they've won NCAA playoffs. So, you know, we're going against a very good team. So we, you know, just like yesterday, we're gonna need to be on our A game. We're gonna need to have a good start, just like yesterday, and just give them, you know, go out there and play Beaver hockey and see what happens.
After watching video from yesterday, walk us through Stephanie Anderson's goal.
Well, she was kind of at the end of a shift, and she got a loose puck in the neutral zone. She just took off and tried to drive to the net, but she got, you know, she's a left-handed shot coming down the right wing so that her stick's kind of, you know, would be in the middle. And their player came and on the back check and kind of whacked the stick out of her hand, and she kind of went down all one motion. And as she came through, her bottom leg swung through and knocked the puck right into the net. So it was, it happened really fast. It was just kind of a bang-bang play, but it was almost like a slingshot type reaction with her leg coming through. And It definitely surprised the goalie, and, you know, fortunately for us, it went in.
And then, of course, you got great defense and great goaltending yesterday. Brittany Mowat, 37 saves. In the first period there, she got a little help from a pipe. But she stays so calm, doesn't she, in any kind of situation?
She does. You know, we've seen that from Britt all year. Doesn't matter the venue, the team we're playing, wherever. She's just going to go out there and be herself and do what she always does. And yeah, she was not fazed by that shot. And, you know, obviously this time of the year you need good goaltending, and we're very, very fortunate that Britt plays for us.
Your team all season has had very balanced scoring. Not a high-powered offense like teams like the Gophers or Wisconsin, but nonetheless great team effort. Again, talk about yesterday's battle by all three of your top lines.
Well, in a game like that, you need everybody. You know, even Riley Foss's line got some shifts, and you know, we're going to need them even more so today just because of the short turnaround and just how hard and how intense these games are. I thought all three lines yesterday that played the majority of the games did an outstanding job, and same with the D that played. You know, everybody just went out there and played as hard as they could. And again, I've said time and again, that's all we can ask is just go out there and play hard. And, you know, this time of the year, the X and O's aren't as important because everybody knows what, You know, we know the tendencies of the teams we're playing. They certainly know ours, and it's just a matter of going out there and executing. And you know, I thought we gave ourselves a great opportunity, got a bounce with Steph's goal. You know, Britt was outstanding, and that's kind of the formula for how we've been all year long.
18 block shots yesterday, probably a few more. I wasn't keeping track, but 6 by Evna Bilich. She is just battle tested, isn't she?
No question. You know, I've said this again, time and again. She's an all league defenseman. You know, for her not to be on either one of the three teams to me is just a real injustice. Because again, you watch her yesterday. You know, she's outstanding. She's on the ice, like I said, well over 30 minutes, which is incredible. And whenever we needed to get the puck out of the zone, it always seemed to be that it was she that made the play, and she creates things offensively, and you know, that's just part of her game. She's where she's supposed to be. She plays fearless, and you know, there's a reason she leads the nation in block shots, and you know, no question, she was one of our stars yesterday.
Watching the Badgers yesterday, I know the team stuck around for the first two periods. What was it about the Badgers that they were able to shut down a very hot North Dakota team?
Oh, I was really impressed. I thought Wisconsin played outstanding. They just came out with a lot of jump. I thought they were really crisp in their passing. The one thing about Wisconsin is they're very deep. They've got three outstanding lines. Even the fourth line has got some really good players on it. You know, they may not have the high-end talent per se as Minnesota does with Brandt and Camarese, but they've got some outstanding hockey players, and they've got a solid decor and obviously a great goalie. So, but I was just impressed with how they moved the puck. You know, they came out with a lot of intensity, and to me it looked like North Dakota was a little flat-footed. I don't know if they were tired from the weekend series with Ohio State, but you know, I thought Wisconsin just did a great job of really taking North Dakota out of their game and making them play uphill.
What's your team going to need to do to get a win here today?
Well, again, we got to just go out there and play Beaver hockey. You know, for us to make Wisconsin play uphill would be huge. I mean, that's you know, no question, they're a great team regardless. But when they get a lead, they're even better. They're so good defensively. They've got a great goalie. So, you know, for us to get a lead would be huge, and to extend it would be, you know, even more so. But, you know, again, 20 minutes at a time, just play our game. And, you know, the big thing is I want them to enjoy the moment because, you know, something like this doesn't come around very often. So let's just go out there, make the best of it, and have fun.
Has it even sunk in that your team's playing in the WCHA championship?
Not really. You know, it's just it's game two on a weekend series, and you know, obviously there's a little bit more people around, and so on and so forth. But it really hasn't sunk in. But you know, we just we've got to stay in the moment. You know, play Beaver hockey and see what happens.
Coach, good luck to you. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.